Hello, I'm Nikki Daniels, Head of Innovation Martlesham, and today it's great to be joined on the phone by Fadi Massoud, Director of Solutions Marketing for Innovation Martlesham company Infinera. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Fadi. Now, Infinera is a significant player in the telco and other sectors. So for the listeners unfamiliar with the brand, could you please give me a quick overview of the company and the key areas of your portfolio?
Thanks, Nikki, and good day, everyone. And thank you for having me on the Innovation Martlesham podcast. Infinera was founded in December 2000, and our headquarters is in San Jose, California. And we're in the business of building next-generation networks, networks that deliver high performance, simple and easy to operate and to scale. Our technology can be found at the heart of the world's telecommunication networks, from mobile aggregation networks to core and terrestrial networks, all the way to subsea networks across the ocean. And our vision is about a connected world with what we call unlimited bandwidth for everyone, providing this bandwidth everywhere, always, and instantly. And from a mission perspective, our mission is to lead the industry into an era of open optical networking, taking a simplified, open, and modular approach, and deliver innovations that fundamentally change the economics and the agility of networks in order to provide a meaningful value to our customers. We're a global company. We have over 500 customers in over 100 countries across the six continents. And our technology is also deployed by 9 out of the 10 top tier one operators across the globe. And our products and solutions are also deployed by 7 out of the top 9 internet content providers.
Thanks, Fadi. Now, that was really interesting. And I'd be really pleased if you could give me some examples on what innovation Infinera is bringing to the market.
So we've been constantly challenging the conventional method and ways of thinking, you know, from developing the first photonic integrated circuit, or PIC, back in 2004, where we packed hundreds of discrete components into something that's got the size of your thumbnail. That's what we call the PIC, to constantly breaking industry records in optical performance, and has been introducing key technology innovations like Nyquist subcarriers that have proved to be instrumental in sending higher capacity over longer distance. We also introduced in 2014 the first data center interconnect, or DCI, platform designed from the ground up for connecting data centers efficiently and cost effectively. At the heart of what we do is optical engines, and optical engines are the cornerstone in our portfolio. Up until recently, optical engines have been mainly designed and implemented in optical transport equipment, providing, you know, high capacity and longer reach. XR Optics marks a new milestone as we integrate the customized optical engines into a pluggable form factor.
Thank you, Fadi. Now, XR sounds very exciting and clearly an important development for Infinera. Could you expand a little bit, please, on what XR is?
Since the inception of optical networking, there's been a significant misalignment between the actual traffic patterns at the network edge and the technology used to transport that traffic. If you look at it, network traffic patterns at the edge are overwhelming hub and spoke, you know, points connected to multipoints, where, you know, you have numerous endpoints generating traffic that is aggregated by a small number of hub locations. In contrast, optical connectivity solutions have been implemented using a strictly point-to-point technology. So this is a point-to-multipoint traffic pattern being served by a strictly point-to-point technology. And the result is an extremely inefficient transport architecture that requires a large number of bookended transceivers, as well as numerous intermediate aggregation devices to upspeed the traffic flows. And this problem will be amplified, if you want, as access networks evolve, driving a significant growth in both bandwidth and a number of spoke devices. Think about 5G, the fiber deep and distributed access architecture. So the number of devices generating traffic will be multiplied, and the traffic itself will be increased as well. So we believe XR optics is the next major inflection point in optical transceiver technology. XR optics utilizes digital signal processing, or DSP, to subdivide the transmission and the reception of a given wavelength spectrum into a series of smaller frequency channels called digital subcarriers, or NACW subcarriers. And these digital subcarriers can be independently managed and assigned to different destinations. And that's actually enabling the industry's first scalable point-to-multipoint or direct low-speed to high-speed optical transceiver connectivity. Last December, Infinera and BT completed a modeling exercise, a techno-economical modeling exercise on the impact of XR optics in a nationwide BT network, where traffic from thousands central offices feeding into 100 core sites and then followed by a lab trial at the Adastral Park. We jointly published the result in a technical paper at the ECOC 2000 last December. And the results were 76% reduction in total cost of ownership over a 5-year period. And just a few weeks ago, there was an announcement about the foundation of OpenXR Forum, with a goal to foster a collaboration between its members, to facilitate the adoption, accelerate the growth of network architectures, leveraging this point-to-multipoint coherent pluggable technology. We believe this will accelerate the wide adoption and deployment of XR optics innovative technology by a broad spectrum of network operators in a wide variety of applications.
Well, that's really great stuff, Fadi. And the type of cost savings you're describing must be getting attention from the market. XR looks at addressing the revenue versus cost challenge for operators. So before we close, my last question is, what other trends do you see in the future?
So let me start with pushing coherent to the edge. So conventional optical transport methods and metro access are somehow falling short, meeting the capacity requirements and the performance that billions of connected devices demand. XR optics is a perfect example of pushing coherent to the edge by designing a new generation of optical engines optimized for pluggable form factor, providing the capacity, the scalability, and the agility for today and tomorrow's services. The second trend is the fifth generation embedded optical engine, which just started to ship and deploy. So this is about sending more data at longer distance. And this fifth generation is now providing up to 800 gig per wavelength, allowing a 42 terabit capacity to be carried on a single fiber over the C-band. And you can even double that to 80 terabits per second if you use the C and the L band. So this is an order of magnitude higher than the previous generation of optical engine. We're also seeing a sixth generation with more terabit per wavelength. And lastly is the network automation and, you know, the machine learning tools that help streamline operations, use real-time telemetry to get the pulse of the network and even predict failures before they even happen, and making the network proactive instead of being reactive.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Fadi. I'm so pleased we've had a chance to catch up and you've shared such great information with me. I hope we can speak again soon.
Thank you, Nikki, and thank you everyone for listening. If you need more information about Infinera, please visit our website at www.infinera.com. Thank you and have a great day.